on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Emma Waters joins us with the Heritage Foundation. You can find out more about the organization at heritage.org. Today we look again to the Daily Signal. At dailysignal.com, Elizabeth Troutman Mitchell wrote an article that covers some information that should be encouraging. I can't imagine who this would not be encouraging to. You know, during the last several years with an open border policy, we saw an uptick severely in human trafficking. And now we're seeing the Department of Justice and Homeland Security really trying to clean up what just been left a huge mess. But there is some positive things to glean from what we find in this article by Elizabeth Troutman Mitchell at dailysignal.com. To join us, Emma Waters, as I mentioned. Emma, thanks so much for taking the time to walk us through just really kind of an update on what's happening in this arena.
It's great to be with you, Steve. And, you know, regardless of the political orientation that listeners are coming from, this is one of those stories that can recognize as an objective win for protecting children in the United States. So during the Biden administration in particular, when we had a largely open borders policy, there were many smugglers coming from Mexico, Guatemala, and related countries who were bringing in unaccompanied minors across the border. And in some cases, they were attaching minors to adult men or women to whom they were not at all related in order to expedite their process of crossing the border or give them higher favorability in doing so. And so what unfortunately happened is that there were hundreds of thousands of minors who entered the United States, were then given false paperwork saying that they had family members in the United States they were going to stay with, only to completely disappear from the administration's radar. We're talking hundreds of thousands of children who in many cases were found to be in deeply abusive and unsafe homes with unrelated men taking advantage of them. And in one just heart-wrenching example that the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen said is that there was one minor in particular who mentioned being sexually abused and raped over 600 times. And this was all under the guise of, quote, compassionate open border policies. But as Mark Wayne Mullen said, when the government fails to protect our borders, it's the most vulnerable who suffer. And it's not just the young men and women who have tragically died due to illegal alien violence in the United States. It's also, in many cases, minors from these countries who are being smuggled across the border and used as a political card to get illegal adults in the United States, who they themselves are then told that forced labor or forced sexual exploitation is just part of the, quote, payment for getting here. I can't imagine the just incredible levels of injustice and tragic abuse that many of these children suffered. And to your point, it's incredibly encouraging to see the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security make this a top priority. They've already tracked down a handful of illegal aliens who were smuggling children across the border, and they're going to continue to do so. And on top of that, finding and safeguarding the children themselves who were used and abused in this open border policy, and ensuring that they are in an environment that's both safe and are being taken care of after everything that they've suffered.
Yeah, and you know, the number I see in that article that is so encouraging is that 146,000 children who entered the U.S. as unaccompanied minors have been found. And I think the number that I heard that's still out there is over 300,000, and they are doing everything they can to find these children. And what I would encourage our listeners to do, you know, this is happening in the United States, and it's not just happening right at the border. Now, New Mexico is obviously, you know, its proximity is close to the border, but anywhere we are, we should have our head on a swivel. And if you see something, you should say something and be part of the effort to free these children and others. You know, we talk about kids that have come into, or adults who've been brought into the country, you know, through trafficking. There's American citizens that become victims of that as well because of the people who are perpetrating these acts. So head on a swivel and be prepared to say something when you do see something. Anything else on this before we put a bow on our conversation here, Emma?
I think that covers the main updates from this article. Be encouraged, good work is being done, but as you said, always be incredibly mindful. And if you see something, say something, because you never know what situation someone's in, and it never hurts to check.
Amen to that. Well, we appreciate all the work being done at not only Daily Signal, but the Heritage Foundation. Emma, with the time we have, a short time here, I thought I'd throw it back to you to remind our listeners of the work being done at the Heritage Foundation and how they can come alongside and support that kind of effort.
Absolutely, Steve. The Heritage Foundation is the largest conservative organization, nationally speaking, that addresses policy issues from domestic welfare to child safety, all the way to foreign policy. And we like to describe ourselves as America's outpost in Washington, D.C., meaning that we're not here to cuddle up with the elites who are completely disconnected from the lives of real Americans, but we're here to represent and further the interests of Christians, conservatives, and people who love America and want to see the best for our nation in every policy area. So you can follow along through the Heritage Foundation. We have policy experts dedicated to every policy issue you can imagine, with lots of commentary and analysis and real action taking place on this front that we're advancing through federal and state government. And beyond that, just a lot of great events and content that you'll find, especially leading up to America's 250, where Heritage has an incredible America 250 project, really celebrating the incredible history of the United States and looking forward to the next 250 years.
All right. Well, thanks again, Emma. Look forward to having you on again soon. All right. And watch, look for that article from Elizabeth Troutman Mitchell. We're going to find you. DOJ takes decisive action against criminals who smuggled illegal alien children. You'll find it at dailysignal.com. Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.